Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, Doc, you're pitching today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd tracked back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down for three straight innings and a 0-0 tie. As all those batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, a hallucinating Halloween scenes, each new swing of the bat. His sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. By the top of the seventh, he was up one to nothing and giving them Padres fits. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up two to nothing and they still hadn't got any hits. With a one out left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. That birthday cake was shaking, them waves of color was going wild. By the time that he mowed the last man down, he was high as he had ever been, laughing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And while the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time, I finally discovered you can't judge a book.